Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: President Hichilema urges unity amidst religious diversity. Given Luvinda Fowle's nomination for PF presidency, and in international news, Uganda president admits Kenyan activists were arrested and held in the fridge.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema says the existence of different church denominations in the country should not be a source of division, but rather a factor that unites people as the body of Christ is one. Speaking during a church service at Indeke Evangelical Church in Kitwe, President Hichilema said Zambians are blessed to live in a country where diversity coexists with unity, a gift that must be cherished and protected. The head of state has urged citizens to live as true Christians, followers of Christ, who embody love, humility and compassion regardless of their family background or church affiliation.
This is how we work. Today, he knew that we will be in this church. He knew even some of us were born, that on this particular Sunday, we will be in this Ndeke Evangelical Church. And we are here today. I really don't want to take too much of your time, but to preach the message of love, the message of unity, the message of tolerance, the message of accommodation of each other. In the homes, those of you who are married, please love and respect your partner. If you have a girlfriend, a boyfriend, look after that boyfriend and girlfriend.
Earlier, the president led diplomats, war veterans, service chiefs, cabinet ministers, and other government officials in Lane Yates in Dola in remembrance of the brave men and women who sacrificed their lives in defense of peace and freedom. And in his homily, Zambia Army Director of Religious and Moral Services, Brigadier General Reverend Shadrach Mwale, urged Zambians to embrace loyalty, sacrifice and patriotism, reflecting the spirit of those who fought for the nation.
By God's grace, I sincerely appeal everyone listening to my humble voice that in our personal life, let us seek peace in our home, in our family, in our people, and in our country. Plant the seeds of peace. Pray for peace. Act for peace. Cherish peace. Stand for and protect peace. Let us all defend and guard the peace that God has given us. Let us keep this in mind that God is not unjust. He will never forget your service and sacrifice.
Acting PF faction president Given Luvinda has officially filed his nomination to contest the party presidency ahead of the party's national conference scheduled for this month. Mr. Luvinda has paid the required 200,000 kwacha nomination fees. Speaking after submitting his nomination, he stated that the party is ready to hold a subsequent convention this year, emphasizing that the PF believes in the power of the people. He said this demonstrates that the party is a transparent and democratic organization and has encouraged all members who wish to declare their interest to do so. Other presidential aspirants who have already filed their nominations and been endorsed by the party's central committee include Brian Mundurile, Dr. Chitalo Chilofya, Grayford Monde, Chishimba Kambwili, Geoffrey Mwamba, Emmanuel Mamba, Margaret Sampa, and Mutotwe Kafwaya, among others.
He's the first one who is charged by the fact to hold things together, which we pledge to you. Through you, to pledge to the people in the patriotic front and to the people of Zambia. And to pledge to God Almighty that I will do without any at all, injuring any of those of my brothers who are both politicians. I also want to pray to God that He gives me the strength that I may continue to show His dignity. That those who relish attacking me may not reach my goal.
Governance expert Ruben Lifuka has expressed concern that Zambia's political environment remains highly polarized as the country heads towards the 2026 general election. Mr. Lifuka said Zambia continues to experience political tension involving both the ruling party and the opposition, a situation that could undermine national unity and democratic progress. He has stressed that the nation must work to foster a fair and inclusive political environment that allows all political parties to participate freely and compete on an equal footing. Mr. Lifuka further emphasized the importance of upholding democratic rights and ensuring that political processes are guided by tolerance, dialogue, and respect for the rule of law.
Compatriots who stood up against all odds to usher in or to lobby for the return of multi-party democracy did this at a great cost. We owe it to them and we owe it to ourselves that we remain a multi-party democracy in all forms. And this requires, therefore, that political parties are given space to campaign freely, to canvass for votes, to share their messages with the general population. Unfortunately, the tensions are still there and the political leadership from both sides of the divide are not helping to lower the temperature, as it were. The last thing that we need is to go into an election year with the polarization that we continue to see.
The Consortium for Good Governance, a network of civil society organizations, has commended the composition of the Technical Committee on the Constitution Amendment, describing it as inclusive and representative. The consortium has welcomed the committee's approach of bringing together a diverse range of stakeholders, including civil society organizations, traditional leaders, the church, and women's groups, among others. Speaking on behalf of the consortium, Southern Africa Center for Constructive Resolution Acting Executive Director Arthur Muyunda has reaffirmed that CSA's collective support for the ongoing constitution amendment process. He has described it as a vital opportunity to strengthen Zambia's democracy and address long-standing governance challenges.
To all citizens across the 9 provinces of Zambia who took time to make submissions to the technical committee, whether physical or virtual, in a democracy, every voice counts, including those expressed through divergent views. We commend the many citizens who have actively engaged in the consultations. We now urge all Zambians, especially those in Lusaka, to participate fully when the committee holds its meetings here. This includes the members of the media, because we are citizens of Zambia. We expect you to also have an input in the constitution.
Meanwhile, the consortium has appealed to the Electoral Commission of Zambia to extend the voter registration period.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Liquefied Petroleum Gas Association has welcomed the Energy Regulation Board directive requiring all LPG traders and retailers to regularize their operations by obtaining the necessary licenses before 31st December 2025. Association President Obed Silova said the directive was long overdue, noting that the LPG industry has faced numerous risks due to unregulated activities and the presence of unlicensed operators. Mr. Silova has explained that the lack of proper oversight has led to unsafe handling and storage of gas, posing serious risks to both lives and property. He has added that the time frame given by the ERB is adequate for all traders and retailers to meet the required safety and operational standards and secure their licenses.
This has been long overdue. The ERB issued a public notice sometime in April to architects And it was clear where they said so many risks were actually observed.